Hey, this is Wade. I wanted to go over a quick note about first climbs. I've been seeing a lot about first climbs, and the first thing you should do about your training scenarios for your people is get a hold of Dr. Hester at the Hubble Foundation. It's Bridget@HubbleFoundation.org. I would reach out to her and let her know what you do for first climbs and what you think should be best and the training that you think would be best before they go up the first time. The other thing I would do is reach out to towersafety.com. To Tower Safety, they're in Arizona. Their number is 480-313-0678, and they're a sponsor of mine. And I would reach out to them for all the training you need for OSHA, tower climbing, and tower safety. Let me just go over a few thoughts that I had. One of the things, when we had first climbs for most people, after we got structured as a company, when we first started out, it was a learning process. We had to learn how to train the people, and you learn as you go. But one thing I did take very seriously was all the first climbs. And one of the things that I'd like to do was have the first guy go up, who was an experienced climber, have an experienced climber go up, and he would rig ropes up in the air. Then they would be the safety climbs, okay? He would come back down to a point where he knew he could watch them, and he knew the ropes were safe, drop the ropes, and the first-time climber would have a rope grab on him. So the first-time climber had a lot of gear on him, had the belt, no tools, but they had the belt. They wore the gloves and all the safety gear, and they also had the Y lanyard on. Some people think the Y lanyard's too confusing. I didn't. I had it on them from day one. I thought it was very important that they have the Y lanyard on from day one. I thought it was very important that they have the rope grab on them. The reason for the rope grab, if anything happens, it's their backup, okay? There's a lot of arguments out there for it not to happen, but I just looked at it as the safest way to protect the first climber, okay? I'm just looking at safety here. I want to be smart. I want to be safe. The other thing I would do generally is climb up with them, either behind them or beside them. Generally, I'd always give them the ladder and the easiest way to climb, and then I would straddle the high bars, depending on a lot of towers I was on were self-supporters. But the thought was that if they had someone there to talk to ask questions with, we would do it. So when someone went up on a first climb, we generally had a crew of three or four in addition to the first climber. We had someone on the ground, someone alongside them, someone up in the air. We took first climbs very seriously. We didn't just throw it together. And I'm just telling you this because of what happened to that young lady down there, Stephanie Gurney. After seeing what happened to her, I think maybe they should have taken that climb a little more seriously. I'm just going to go over this. I don't want to get into that right now. I have a link to that in my blog, wadeforwireless.com. So I would go up with them, and it was a lot of effort on our part. It was a lot of time, but we took the extra time. It isn't like we just could charge a customer the time. We took the time to do some things right. I wanted to be absolutely sure they were comfortable, and I wouldn't do a high climb the first time. Generally, 50, 60 feet was a max, up and down. Blew about an hour, so you got four or five guys, you blow an hour, it's 5 hours, but it was worth it. And generally, before someone climbed, we had them work on the ground crew several times ahead of time, generally in a crew of four. I'm just telling you, this is what I recommend. So you have them work out with the crew a couple times, get used to the people, get the people used to them. Then when you plan the first climb, plan it out. Don't just wing it. Make sure that you rig the safety ropes, the man lines for a safety grab. We would do that. We made sure they had a rope grab on them. We would limit the climb to 50 feet or less, sometimes 60, but normally 50 feet or less. The reason 60, if they're 20-foot sections, it's easier to count sections and go up. There's a lot of excuses not to do this, so I'm going to cover those too, all your pain points. We don't have time. Well, do you have time to bury the body? Do you have time to run to the hospital? Do you have time for everything else that goes with a serious accident at a site? Do you have time for that? It costs extra money. Does it? What's a funeral cost? What's a lawsuit cost? What about a life? What's a life cost? We forget the rules of what's important as to what's urgent. Urgently, you want to save that $10. But what's important is that you spend the extra money so you build a career for somebody. If they say they are ready, they're ready. How do you know they're ready until they do it, right? That's why we do this. That's why we prepare. And the other complaint I got, I know this person, they have no fear. It's not about fear, it's about skill, okay? They say they're ready. I know I'm repeating this one, But wouldn't you say you were ready if you needed a job, wouldn't you? And then the other one was, I don't want to embarrass them in front of the crew. Well, you want them to die in front of the crew? Is that what you want? Listen, take the time, rig a man line, put on a rope grab. It's just one more safety precaution. Takes a little bit of extra time. Take the time to plan out the first climb. Don't just wing it. A lot of guys wing it. I'm just begging you not to, okay? Just be a little cautious. Be a little smart. Don't take chances with somebody who's new out there. So to sum it up, I would be overly cautious. Safety takes time. A little bit of extra money and time, but it's worth it. So unfortunately, many companies just don't care. However, there are many that do. I'm telling you, there are a lot of companies out there that the people that run them really care about the people. They care about safety. They care about the processes. And my last note here, when I got certified under Winton Wilcox, the first thing he did was have everyone wear a rope grab. He rigged ropes up, had plenty down there, and everyone had a rope grab on them. So if anything happened, that was their backup to their backup. So the first guy up, which was usually his guy, one of his trainers, rigged the ropes for the safety lines. So it just seemed to make a lot of sense then, and it seems to make a lot of sense now. So be smart, be safe, and pay attention. I have a contact form in there. You want to give me some feedback? Tell me what you do, how you do it, what you think should be trained before someone goes up for their first climb. That's fine. I'm just giving you an outline of one quick thing. All right, everyone. See ya.